Business Hour with Oliver Kling on OFM, the sound of your life.
This is the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life with me, Olebo Kheng. Tonight I'm in conversation with the Deputy President of the Mangaung Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mzi Mboyana, to get a sense of how the Chamber is doing, what are some of the plans that they have lined up for businesses, not just as we close out 2021, but with 2022 in mind. We're also finding out what are their thoughts on some of the issues that are still affecting local businesses. Eskom and service delivery concerns, just as one example. So the question that I have is, it sounds like the Chamber has gotten back to some resemblance of normalcy. Is that what it is?
Yes. What we are doing now is we decided to overlook COVID and say we need to overcome and get used to COVID, though we still need to abide by the rules and regulations of COVID. But we cannot sit back and say, let the business die. What we wanted to do was to say, let us move on. Though there is this storm, let us become eagles and fly through the storm. So this is what now the business is doing, and the chamber is busy trying to educate people on how to survive through that storm.
You know, looking at the recent elections, you know, how did the business community respond to the elections themselves and to the results that have come out? Is there a positive sentiment on the ground? Are people positive about governance in Mangaung, or is there still some concerns about Mangaung and the impact that service delivery then has on day-to-day the runnings of a business?
You know, when coming to the elections, we welcome what is happening now, that whatever the political party has won a certain number of seats, we accept it. There's nothing we can do about it. What is important is part of governance, because at the end of the day, if the bylaws are going to give us the problem as the business now, it's going to be seriously a problem, because whatever the political party that will be ruling in the city of Mangaung and the entire district, if we the bylaws are not suitable for the businesses, then we're going to have a problem. I will give a simple example in terms of the municipal rates. Businesses are charged a lot of money, especially when we know that the Free State is the agricultural hub. Now, it's so expensive for the water tariffs for our farmers, especially now since we are still busy with the emerging farmers, which are now coming from our small plots, like 5 hectares, 10 hectares, and going up. They are not really commercialized now, and you'll find that if they don't have boreholes, their water is going to cost them more than they're supposed to harvest. Secondly, the middlemen that our municipality is using, the tariffs of electricity are too much for all our emerging farmers. Even for the business in general, service delivery, our government need to improve on it, because we cannot run a business where you'll find there's a lot of debt in our streets. So really, there's a huge impact on our business. And if the municipality were to come to us as a business so that we can meet it halfway and say, if you cannot deliver in terms of waste management, we have our private businesses that you can talk to. How about we work together? So we find that our municipalities are actually working alone or working with certain individuals that they know. So there's a huge impact. We're still having a problem when coming to our government. So I think with these elections, whatever the ruling party has to now start thinking and pulling up its socks, because the entire, not only Mangaung, but the entire Free State is dying economically. I think we are second in the entire country when coming to GDP. So the government needs to come and meet the businesses halfway.
And that was the first part of my conversation with the Deputy President of the Mangaung Chamber of Commerce and Industry. His name is Mzi Boyana. Part two of our sit-down is up next on The Sound of Your Life, so do stay tuned for it.
The Business Hour with Ole Boheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. Tonight I'm in conversation with the Deputy President of the Mangaung Chamber of Commerce and Industry. His name is Mzi Mboyana. Here's part two of our sit-down. With respect to load shedding, how did that impact businesses in Mangaung?
I'll start with the township businesses because I'm more into coordinating the township side. We're losing quite a lot of money in the township because it's not like big businesses that have generators. Here, if somebody with a small shop selling skambane, selling fed cakes, so once there is a load shedding, then there's a problem. So a lot of businesses are losing. For instance, car washes that we have here, when they're supposed to vacuum the cars, it's always a problem because at the end of the day, the load shedding is giving a lot of problems there. So there's a huge impact. Eskom needs to do something, or even Centlet needs to do something.
Mm. Another question that I have for you, because you've mentioned that you're very much involved with township businesses, should more be done with respect to regulating the number of foreign-owned shops that we have in our communities? Is that still a problem that is concerning many local vendors and local business owners?
The regulations needs to be there to regulate the foreign owners, especially they need to pay taxes since they are really using our own money as a community, and they are using our facilities in the country. They need to be seriously regulated. On the other side is that they are also bringing money to individual owners, as in they are renting the space of our own South Africans. Because if they rent a house from a South African, that particular individual will be able to feed the family or will be able to take care of the family out of the rent that is paid by the foreign owner. My concern is simply in terms of they are not giving back to the community of South Africa because they are not employing South Africans. They employ themselves. You'll find that it's a one-man shop and it's owned by that person. He works with his wife, therefore, there's nothing we can do as South Africans. Hence, now you find that these youngsters now are becoming xenophobic and they attack the shops. But what is more important is if we as South Africans were to learn from them their spider web system of doing business, and we do the same thing. So it's important for the township people who used to run retail shops not to give it away to the foreign nationals, but to run these businesses properly. And the regulations of South Africa should be eased for South Africans, and at least for foreign nationals, there should be higher costs. This is how I think everything has to be done in our township business.
Tell us, what else do you have lined up for the rest of the year?
There is an investment gala dinner, which will be confirmed this year. And then next year, early January, we'll have a Productivity SA function, which goes with the workshop, and then we'll have a green conference to make our Mangaung a green capital of SA. These are the types of programs that we are lining up now. And we will have some few ambassadors, because we need to work with different countries now as the chamber, not just as a government, but as a chamber itself.
And that closes out my chat with Mzimboyana. He is the deputy president of the Mangaung Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Nancy D'Souza is their president. Now, you can re-listen to our conversation on rfm.co.za for more on some of the plans that they have in the pipeline.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.